Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years in hell, I returned home with only one goal: to save my city. But my old approach wasn't enough. I had to become someone else. I had to become something else. I had to become the Green Arrow.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia. And tonight we are talking about Season 5, Episode 3, titled A Matter of Trust. It aired on October 19th, 2016. I know we're a little bit behind, but don't worry, we'll catch up. Thank you again for downloading the podcast. And if you're listening to us live right now, our number is 914-338-1036. I'll be here for the next probably 20 minutes, so if you want to call in and discuss the episode, that'd be great. Let me read you the quick synopsis of what I'll be talking about, just so you can have a little recap. All right, it starts off with Green Arrow investigates a new drug, Stardust, but still believes his team is not ready for the streets. While he is being informed about Prometheus, Renee and Evelyn secretly raid Stardust dealer Derek Sampson's warehouse. The raid goes wrong and Sampson ends up with superhuman strength and an inability to feel pain. Oliver learns what happened from District Attorney Adrian Chase, convincing him that he still cannot trust his recruits. Felicity advises him to accept the recruits as they are, and Green Arrow finally uses the new team to stop Sampson from creating more superhumans. Oliver also publicly endorses Thea's decision to appoint Quentin as deputy mayor after negative news stories almost caused her to resign. Felicity admits to Rory and the Ragmen that she was the one responsible for Haven Rock. Diggle incarcerated and hallucinates Floyd Lawton as his cellmate, as we all know is Deadshot, due to guilt over killing his brother. Afterward, he tells Lila that he will not fight the charges against him, as she asks Oliver for help to break Diggle out of prison. Flashbacks focus on Antonelli teaching Oliver the need to trust his brothers in Bratva. All right, so there you go. That is A Matter of Trust, which is a definitely heavy title for this episode. As I just read, Oliver Queen does not trust his team, but it is pretty much up to the ladies, right, guys? It's pretty much up to the lady, Miss Felicity, to have that inner ear on Oliver Queen and convinces him that, yes, they do need the team because he's by himself and he can't do it all. And of course, come on, you got really badass people. You got Evelyn as the Black Canary, and then you have I think her role is a little different. But you have Renee. Yeah, he's great as the dog, Hitch, I believe, and also Mr. Terrific. I mean, come on. And then also Mr. Ragman, Rory. I mean, hello, you have a metahuman as your team member. I would highly recommend you embrace that. And when do you think they're going to introduce Oliver's with his super healing strength? Kind of like what they touched base on Smallville. I'm still waiting for that. Yes, this episode did kick ass. Of course, the action is there, as we know every week. Let's start off with. I want to talk about how the conversation that Felicity had with Rory, also known as the Ragman, and she kind of felt so guilty from the very beginning when he joined the group, and she realized that he was part of Haven Haven Rock's disaster. If you recall, the origins for the rag band is that his father wrapped him up in those mystical rags and, of course, helped him survive the blast that Felicity had to redirect the missiles into Haven Rock. Really cool. I don't know why they don't make it a bigger deal that a metahuman is on their side and also utilize him more. I mean, we've seen him get shot at. We've seen him being able to just kick ass with all the villains that he's confronted. So that's my biggest question. Like, I know it might take away from Oliver Queen, but dude, you have a metahuman. Use him in every single fight. Seriously, there's no more reasons for him not to be there next to Oliver Queen in case he needs the help. And, of course, we've seen Oliver from time to time need that help. So, Ragman, yes, please stay by Oliver's side because we will definitely need more of you. Now, in this episode, Felicity pretty much came out and said, yo, I'm the reason why there was that explosion on Haven Rock. And Rory didn't take it that well. So he took it the way, you know, anyone else would take it. You blew up my city, lady. But of course, in order to avoid the bigger picture of a major city, she had to divert to a smaller one and have less casualties. So let me ask you this, as you're listening to the podcast, what would you do if you were Felicity? I mean, seriously, come on, let's think about this. Would you do the exact same steps that she would? Would you divert the rocket to a smaller, less populated area than a major metropolitan area? I would, and it's hard for her because now she's actually seeing the repercussions of her actions. So to finally see a survivor face-to-face, it makes it more real for Felicity, and I think that's where it makes it more of a deeper tone as to, wow, she is responsible for so many lives, but then she knows she did a great decision in diverting that missile, so I definitely would do the same Felicity would do. Let's see, Diggle. He's been having these conversations with Deadshot. At first, when I watched it, I was like, wait a minute, Deadshot's alive? Because if you remember, he kind of like died, but we don't know yet, you know, if he really did die. But the rumors were that they killed him because of Suicide Squad, but we saw a definitely good chunk of him on this episode. At first, when we see Diggle and Deadshot in the same cell, I bought it. I didn't think he was hallucinating until, of course, they reveal that he was definitely talking to himself and pinning the guilt of him killing his brother on Deadshot, which makes it a lot more easier for him to do as he is not ready to accept the responsibility that he alone had to kill his own brother. So, wow, pretty heavy for Diggle. I mean, he must be going through so much through his head in order to come up with this huge, huge fantasy that it was pretty much Deadshot that killed his brother and not him. And that would make him more of a free man from that guilt. But wow, it was pretty powerful. I really enjoyed it. I rarely do like these flashbacks, but this wasn't a flashback. This was all in Diggle's head, and he's in a struggle to beat it. And then, of course, at the end, he realizes that he has to accept his guilt as to killing his brother. And it was a great revelation for this episode. And season 5, I've been hearing a lot of rumors that it might be the last one. Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? This would suck if it the last season. I mean, we've been through this entire series. I mean, 5 seasons alone. I'm ready for another 5. As long as they get off of the island, I'm so ready. The flashbacks have to stop. We want more airtime for Arrow. I mean, and that's pretty much it. we just want more airtime because these flashbacks, they take away so much precious time that can be utilized in pushing forward the huge Arrow arc. So I definitely recommend that they do away with the flashbacks if they do have a season 6, which I highly hope. I mean, Arrow was the spearhead, get it? The spearhead of the DC television. I think they revived the DC television, especially after the disastrous finale of Smallville, which pretty much led a lot of people down. I was kind of mixed. I really enjoyed it, that it was, finally had a bookend ending, but the way they did it, it was kind of like, I don't know. They weren't really thinking about the fans, that's for sure. They just wanted to wrap up the show, and, you know, it was done 10 years. So I'm hoping for Arrow, we really need a good solid run where he now has his team together. We have Mr. Terrific, which we haven't even seen his abilities blossom. I mean, come on. I really enjoyed him, reading him in the comic books and being on his own, being his own superhero. I mean, we could have our own first black superhero TV show titled Mr. Terrific, and he could have these, you know, T-spheres and do all this great, you know, smart storylines, and, you know, I mean, it would be great to have his own show. But then again, you know, I don't want to take away from Arrow, so let's pull it back there. And yes, I want 5 more years of Arrow. I think they're going in a great direction what they're going now, especially with the crossovers. Wow. Cannot wait for that either. It's just going to be a great ride for everybody all around. Of course, I miss Laurel Lance, which is still hard for Chief Deputy Mayor Quentin Lance, who is now back in the picture, which I thought they were kind of, to be honest, I thought they were going to dissolve his role more. I mean, I thought that they were just going to dissolve it now that Laurel Lance is no longer in the picture, and then he was a drunk, and then they kicked him off the force because of Damian Dark. So, I mean, he had a lot of baggage, which I thought the easiest way is just to write him off or write him off in the sunset. Just like how they did it with Roy, and also with who else did they do that with? Oh yeah, Laurel Lance's mom. How they're like, they both left together. Then oh yeah, we broke up, and you know, yada yada yada. So I thought they were going to do that, and apparently not. They brought in Quentin as to having a bigger role in the city, while Oliver is out chasing bad guys, which is kind of fitting because Oliver was being stretched out too thin into fulfilling his duties, which is mayor and also vigilante at night, superhero at night. Yeah, so that's going to be great. I think they should have one episode where Oliver's mask has his wide eyes. I mean, come on, just give us one thing. Maybe make Mr. Terrific make him some, like, night vision masks where at night he kind of, like, shuts down a mask and the white lens goes over his eyes so he could see. I mean, that would be so awesome. More menacing for TV to have the type of Robin Hood character porched up on a roof looking down at you, and all you see glowing eyes. I mean, come on. And a bow and arrow, of course. All right, well, that concludes this podcast as I'm rambling on A Matter of Trust that aired a couple weeks ago on CW. So thank you for joining, and I really appreciate you downloading the podcast. It means a lot to me. Please also follow us on Twitter at Arrow Talk, all one word. We will be back. We will catch up. Thank you, and have a good night.